Hi, everybody, and a very warm welcome back to a brand new bite-sized political podcast. Here we are on April 17th. Thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, my thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring the podcast. I do hope you will click on the link below and visit their website, if only to support me. If you could do that, I'd appreciate that, so they can see the traffic comes from here to their website, which justifies their investment in me. So if you do nothing else for me, just hit the click below. It's all I want you to do. Okay, shall we talk about, well, just how Canada has gone so badly wrong. I saw a headline which is kind of horrific, but it basically suggests that in Canada, a survey showed that 28% of Canadians support euthanasia for homelessness, and 27% of them support it for poverty. Have you got that? Poverty. So quite staggering, really. It's quite staggering. There's other things that apparently if anyone who's lost the ability to engage in meaningless activities, 86% of them, of those who were basically voluntarily euthanized in 2021, fell into that category. People with pain was 57%. People who were isolated or lonely, 17%. People who had emotional distress, 3%. Staggering. I mean, the truth of the matter is that the line in the sand that you do not kill has just been absolutely erased in Canada. And that includes the religious, by the way. Church leaders claim that no one's expressing concern about this desire to euthanize anyone who thinks that they might be a little bit unwell. And of course, the slippery slope is, it's not just, I mean, they'll try to sell you euthanasia on the basis, yes, but if a loved one is in great pain, then why shouldn't they be able to, seek that remedy? But the slope is so much deeper than that, because now we know that some Canadians think that, well, maybe we should, you see the people homeless on the street, maybe they should be killed. What about people in poverty? What about them? 27% of Canadians think that the poor should be euthanized. What do you think about that? I mean, this is, Canada is so dark. In 2024, under Trudeau, it's been dark now for several years. Obviously, we saw what it was like during COVID. But in parallel with all the tyranny and all the removal of liberty, is this hell-bent rush to, to embrace euthanasia, which I find quite shocking. And you know, it's also quite mainstream as well. I noticed a headline. I think I did put it out on my Twitter in the Economist, which is the globalist Bible, where it talks about, the headline is "Assisted Dying: Britain's Great Next Social Reform." Yeah, so even the Economist is pushing for more assisted dying here in the UK. Now, I oppose all of this. It's black and white matter for me. I understand people can be in great pain. I understand that there can be very trying circumstances. But ultimately, I understand the Bible tells us that thou shalt not kill. I'm sorry, euthanasia is wrong. Doesn't matter that Esther Ranson thinks it's a good idea. Couldn't care less what Esther Ranson thinks. I think it is morally wrong. I also think that once you set the precedent, which is what we're seeing in Canada, then it starts to go downhill really fast. And it's not just the people who are dying anyway who they want to euthanize. It's everyone. It could be you or me. You feeling a bit depressed? Hey, don't worry about it. We can kill you. What? Has your level of income dropped substantially? Okay, we can help. How's that? We can kill you. What? I'm homeless on the streets. I've got problems, but this is where I am. Okay, we can help you. How will you do that? We're going to kill you. Or at least roughly getting up towards a third of Canadians think that. Just wait till it gets past the tipping point. What happens then to Canadian society? You know, Canada is very much the petri dish, the breeding ground for this euthanasia. But there's huge pressures in the UK as well. Lots of so-called experts who are 100% in favor of it. We need to, but they'll call it stuff like assisted dying. Well, it's not assisted dying. It's assisted killing. That's what it is. It's morally wrong. We shouldn't cave to it. We shouldn't accept it. The fact that Canada seems to be so excited about it just tells us the absolute moral pit that Canada's fallen into under the dark satanic leadership of Justin Trudeau. And it's certainly not something that I believe we in the UK should seek to emulate in any way. Life is precious. I remember a time way back in the 80s, I think it was Wham, had a big t-shirt thing, hoodie thing with choose life in it, right? Choose life. Well, now Canada's being asked to choose death. And I think there's a spiritual angle to that. I don't think it's just pure politics. And we should reject it. And we should choose life.